This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:05, Sports Saturday is now on the air right here on WSMI FM 106. Sports Saturday brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville in Raymond. By Security National Bank with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By Midwest Basement Technologies. Call 618-372-7077. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. And by Kurtz 24-hour heavy and light duty towing and machine shop in Litchfield. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
All right, Top 10, thank you very much.
Mr. Top 10 himself.
We got a lot of hot air in the studio today. We might be airborne by the time we get to the top of the hour.
The Hindenburg had nothing on us because we will rise and then crash.
Hard,
yes. Roy Hartle has joined us. Amy Reinecke, Rich Reinecke, Earl Meyer. We're talking a little bit about the Bud Reinecke Golf Tournament coming up next week. We're going to be broadcasting from the Country Club next week, which is always a lot of fun, and we see all sorts of people and hear all sorts of colorful metaphors from shots that don't quite go the right direction.
Yes.
It happens from time to time.
A little bit later on in the program, we're going to be talking with Kelsey Card, who's going to try for an Olympic bid, a berth in the discus. So pretty exciting stuff today.
Very exciting stuff.
Yes, very exciting stuff.
I'm glad Earl came today. It's always nice to have someone older than me in the studio. Uh-oh.
The first salvo
has been fired. Grab the microphone, Earl. Earl Meyer.
Touche. Just remember, Ralph, age has privileges.
Yes, yes.
R-H-I-P, that's right. Rank
and disadvantages also.
I wonder who he was talking about hot air over there a while ago. Was that Earl, too?
No, that had to be Roy the boy.
No. Yeah. I bet it was really Tobin
in
there.
Tobin. Yeah. Top 10, you mean?
Top 10.
Yeah, top 10. That's right.
You know, Roy, when we came in, Amy said they saw you and thought maybe you was going to county fair, and I said more apt to be running for the county line.
Well, that's north of here, isn't it? The county
what,
line?
The fair or the county line?
I went up to see if the fair was still there.
County lines are all around us, man.
Oh, is it?
You can go any direction and get outside
really?
The county. Yeah.
Who knew?
Can you do that with the ankle bracelet on? Oh, I wasn't supposed to say anything.
I'm not even supposed to be out here today.
I'm sorry about that, Roy.
Amy gave me special dispensation because of the Reinecke tournament.
Okay. And we thought we were dealing with some nutcases at Irish Days last week.
Oh, man.
Oh, my.
They got nothing
this
on this crew
this
today.
This is two weeks in a row now.
That's right.
We've been out of a blind as a bat and out of control. So,
Amy, they said you were a nutcase.
No.
Not me.
Not Amy.
She's just trapped amongst us. So the Bud Reinecke Memorial Golf Tournament coming up a week from today, and this is really something that has grown to be a quite successful event, but you guys are still looking for some more golfers.
Tell us about it, Amy. How many golfers can you still take? Can you still sign up?
Oh,
60?
As many as
four more.
Four.
64. Well, 60. What's the difference?
Four more teams.
Oh, four more teams. Okay.
So but only in the afternoon.
So
we
the
don't
morning.
Have any morning tea times left.
Okay. Okay.
However, I'll bet Amy could work something out for an extra fee. You know, a couple extra hundred that could probably get him in the morning.
For a small nominal fee. That's right. A nominal fee.
I don't believe Earl Meyer said that. No. Do you? Do you really believe that Earl Meyer said for an extra fee? That sounds like a banker, doesn't it?
Or a bank director.
Well, we got him on record now.
Yeah.
Well, Earl, you've already been out at the sports complex this morning. What have you been doing out there, man?
Well, actually, they've got a baseball tournament again this weekend. It's about the third weekend in a row they've had baseball tournaments. We still have more coming this summer. There is a tennis tournament going on today. The county tournament is going on, and, of course, we help them out with the facilities. We've made major repairs on the tennis courts this summer, repairing some cracks that have occurred. Compliments the people from the school district and the city worked that out.
We've had a couple of cracks around here, too, and we can't repair them. So.
No. I know that. But there's a lot going on out there. If anyone has a little spare time and they want to come out, it's a beautiful day. Absolutely beautiful day, nice and cool, plenty of refreshments out there. I'm sure they'll have good food later in the morning.
Now, I know you're not on the Sports Association anymore, but having been to the park
this morning. How's progress coming along on the soccer fields, concession stand, JFL park facility?
Talked with Fred this morning, and Fred says he still needs a few more contributions to finish the concession stand. Okay. As you know, JFL is moving out there this fall. They're putting in a separate facility. Everyone really? Seems to want their own little thing.
Right, okay.
You know how that goes. But
so they can sell their own brats and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's set up to where we could actually run three different events in three different places on the same time and have concession stands for everyone and restrooms for everyone so they don't have to run a mile to the restroom.
That's great. That's terrific.
But it takes a lot of people and a lot of cooperation, a lot of volunteers, and some more money.
And dollars.
Money.
Well, I was impressed.
That word, Ralph?
M-O-N-E-Y.
There you go.
I was impressed this year being out there during the regional baseball and softball. They were running softball and baseball regionals consecutively, and everything seemed to be going very smooth.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I went out early this morning, and the grounds crew, we've got a group of young kids, one college kid, about four high school kids. And would you believe they were actually saying, you know, I kind of wish it would rain out here a little bit because we're tired of the dust.
Yeah.
Now, last year, they were crying because it was muddy every day. But anyway, Chris Jergina is in charge of the grounds crew out there, and they're doing a great job. It's a beautiful place.
It is. It is. It's probably one of the nicer facilities within many, many miles. And it's a great – what's really nice is that it's all together, all the sports – tennis and soccer and football, JFL football, baseball, softball, all right there. It's great spot for it.
We will be completing the parking lot by the soccer concession stand in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And Fred plans to run a big soccer
tournament
program out there this fall, and he's going to have a soccer, I guess you call it a just a day for training and so
campers.
On. Campers.
A day camp,
soccer
basically.
Camp is what they're going to do, and they're going to ask a lot of the area communities to send kids there.
That's great. That's wonderful. Talking about the Bud Reinicke Golf Tournament coming up next week, and Amy, if for those who have been in a cave and haven't heard our programs in the past several years, let's talk a little bit about Bud and what he meant to the community and why the tournament is named in his honor, or Roy Hurdle can chime in, Rich can chime in, anybody?
Amy,
for $50, please.
$50, Earl's, you know, grubbing money.
Yeah.
It's the 16th annual Bud Reinicke Memorial Golf Tournament. My father-in-law loves sports. I love the kids. He'd go see anybody. It didn't matter if his kids were playing or not.
No, it didn't.
If there was an event, he was there.
Yeah, he liked to go.
Yeah.
Liked to be there, so.
And the money raised from this golf tournament will benefit?
The Sports Association.
There you go.
And it'll be used for complex improvements this year.
Okay.
Yes.
For complex improvements this year.
Do you know how much money off the top of your head has been raised through this tournament over the years?
Between 40 and 50,000.
It's more than that now, Earl. Yep. It's actually more than that.
More than 50 grand?
Well, probably close last to year 60. We had a record year.
We made over 5,000 last year.
Pull that microphone over there, Earl. There you
made
go.
Over 5,000 last year, so you're right, Roy. It is over the 50,000 level now.
And what people don't realize when you have a nice facility like the sports complex, it's not just $50 or $100 that you need to maintain things. You have to have thousands of dollars most of the time to keep it up, number one, to make sure it looks nice, because people like to have facilities that look nice. But number two, you have also a lot of legal requirements to keep it safe and have everything in line with the ADA and all that sort of stuff.
The initial cost of that facility out there was about $700,000. The community raised over $300,000, and the state put in $200,000 and turned around and put in another $200,000 to finish it. So we figured when we got it completed in 1998, I think that's when it was 1999, that there were, with the man hours and everything, there was $1.5 million in it because of the labor that was put into it. And most of the labor was free. So it's been, and Reinicke's, the 16, it doesn't seem possible that we've been coming out here for 16 years. And we've done this every year on the radio before that tournament. And when they started that out to benefit the Sports Association in Bud's memory that it's been 16 years that we've been doing this. It's hard to believe, and it's hard to believe that that complex has been there since 1998, 1999.
I did not realize it had been there quite that long.
It's been there that long. And it was actually the first ball games were played. Let's see. My memory's getting really bad. But I believe the first ball games were played by the high school there in 2000.
Right. I think that's when soccer started. Yeah, 2000.
Yeah, they were – baseball still played a year behind the school, I think,
They played 98 and 99 at the high school. Mm-hmm. And then that spring of 2000, they went out to the sports complex and played the first game. And they've, of course, been there ever since. And then soccer – was out there that same
that's
year.
That's when Hillsborough joined that league.
Yeah, it took 2 years to build it, 1998 and 99. It started in 98 and finished it in 99 and opened it actually in 2000.
Was there ever any talk of moving the high school football field out there?
No. Because they had such an investment at the high school already, and that would have been logistically kind of a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Because you'd had to have a huge facility for a locker room and what have you. If we'd had that, then sure, it could have been put out there because there was room to put it.
Sure.
But I think leaving the football at high school is a good idea because of the facilities. So
we need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. The Reinicke crew is going to stick around. We're going to take a break. When we come back, though, Terry, we're going to talk with hopeful Olympian from the area.
Well, remember last year we had Kelsey Card in studio.
I think it was 2 years ago.
Or 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago when she was before she graduated as a senior. And we were talking about she had signed to go to Wisconsin and compete in track and field. And we tossed the question out. Well, what about the Olympics? She says,
that was pretty much her.
She wasn't really sure about the Olympics. Well, now Kelsey is competing for a shot to be on the Olympic team in the discus. And we're going to talk with Kelsey Card coming up after the break here on Sports Saturday in just a moment.
If you're a farmer or an agribusiness, it's good to bank with people you know and trust. Hi, I'm Jim Miller, Vice President and Senior Loan Officer at Security National Bank. I specialize in ag lending, and Security National Bank's ag lending staff is experienced and ready to serve all your farming needs. We offer competitive rates. Stop by and see us today or log on to securitynb.com to find out more. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing and machine shop now has a heavy-duty tow truck and can tow your semis. They have a crew cab rollback to transport your car and your family, and they can pick up your motorcycle. There is nothing they can't tow. When you need a tow, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. 324-2400. That's 324-2400.
And at 9:17, let's take a look at the weather forecast being brought to you this time by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sunny skies for today. We'll have highs in the upper 80s, mostly clear for tonight. We'll have a low of around 65 degrees. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy skies. There is a chance for some afternoon showers. We'll have a high Sunday of around 95 degrees. Right now at 9:18, we have a temperature reading of 79 degrees. And the weather forecast is being brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
Is your home moving without you? You don't need a realtor. You need the foundation repair experts at Midwest Basement Technologies. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years, correcting bowed or cracked walls, settlement problems, or wet and leaky basements and crawl spaces. If you live in Central or Southern Illinois, they service you. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service tech or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com. For money saving coupons, that's Midwest Basement Tech. Remember, foundation problems won't go away. Protect your investment.
And at 9:19, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Uncle Ralph, and Terry Tote.
Hey, we're back on Sports Saturday talking with our friends from the Bud Reinicke Golf Tournament, which is coming up next weekend, and we'll be broadcasting from the Country Club next Saturday morning beginning at 9:05 on Sports Saturday. Kelsey Card joining us on the telephone right now. Kelsey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
It's great to have you on the Sports Saturday program once again, and things are about to get really crazy for you right now, aren't they?
Yeah, starting Monday.
I guess we should, if folks have been in a cave and haven't heard, you have qualified to be one of the folks to head to Eugene, Oregon to participate and perhaps become one of our Olympic athletes in the discus competition. And we wish you the best of luck. And tell us a little bit what's been leading you up to this point here, what sort of things you've been involved with.
I was going to say it's shot put, not discus.
Or shot put, not discus. You made it in the shot, not the discus. My apologies.
It's okay. So what do you want to know, like leading up to?
Sure, yeah. Obviously, you were competing in the collegiate ranks.
Yeah. Well, the number, like, I didn't make the A standard, so, like, I just qualified on ranking. But my number from throwing shot put indoors held through to the outdoors, whatever, and so that's what qualified to get me in. So it's kind of funny to think that number from indoor carried over. But so that's how it works. I think I ended up being tied for 19th on the list, and they take 24. So that's good.
Hey, you're well within the margin then, kiddo.
Kelsey, what was it like for you once you got on the collegiate level competing against the type of athletes that you were competing against? Because obviously in high school, I mean, you were the show. You dominated all 4 years of high school. Just what type of mental transition maybe was it for you once you got on the collegiate level?
It was a little bit different because everybody was so good, and it was no longer even though I did throw at national meets when I was in high school, like, it was, I was used to just throwing, like, within the state. And this is competing against the whole country, and so it's on a much bigger scale. But I still wanted to win, and that was the goal and stuff. But also, like, I really focused on trying to do my best every time and do the best that I could every time and try to beat myself every time, as well as, you know, hoping to win and trying to win. But that's the cool thing about track in general, and then especially throwing. I mean, I don't really know how runners are because I've never run, but it was still kind of just like moving into a new family because everybody knows everybody and everybody's super nice to everybody. So it was kind of nice.
What's the thing you've enjoyed the most about being a Division I college athlete?
I don't know. I guess I don't want to say like all the perks we get, but it's really cool all the stuff that we get to do and the experiences that we get to have that that I wouldn't get to experience if I wasn't doing it. All the traveling, meeting all of the people, seeing all the places and stuff like that.
And obviously, Kelsey, timing has a lot to do with some of these perks because now you get to compete to represent our country in the Olympics, and there will be a few more perks associated with that sort of thing. And tell us a little bit about what your schedule looks like here in the next week or so.
Well, I leave on Monday, and I think I fly out of St. Louis at like 4. It's kind of nice. I don't have to go back to Madison to fly out. I can just fly to St. Louis.
That's great.
And then I'll get there that evening or whatever. And then the next 2 days, I'll do some training, nothing too hard or whatever. And then on Thursday, the 28th, I will compete at, I think, around 5 is when I throw. But, yeah. And then say I do happen to make it to the next round, that the finals will be the next day. I'm pretty sure it's a Friday. And then I come back home on Saturday night.
Talking with Kelsey Card, she will be competing in the U.S. Olympic Trials coming up next week in Eugene. Kelsey, have you talked to anybody to maybe try to get a feel of what to expect once you get out there?
I don't know. Yes and no, I guess. I mean, it is. I mean, it's on a bigger level. But I've been to like national meets before, so I kind of know what it's like. But it'll be really nice because my college coach will be out there the whole time with stuff, and he's been to the trials before, so he knows all the ropes and everything. And I mean, most of my teammates, like, they're too, like, young to have gone before, so, like, I didn't really have too many people to talk to about it, but.
Kelsey, I know we had you on the radio a couple years ago during the summertime, and we asked you about the Olympics, and you were just kind of ambivalent about it and really weren't worrying about that sort of thing, and our impression was, well, if, you know, when the time came, you would worry about it or consider it, and that time has come. But it seems to me like you have such a great head on your shoulders and that you're not trying to put any pressure on yourself.
I guess it's kind of like that because, I mean, I really want to do well, of course, you know, and then I'm going to, and stuff like that. But a lot of it is going for the experience so that if later on down the road the opportunity does come up again, I'll be prepared because I can be like, hey, I've been here before. I know what it's like. And so it's kind of nice to go into it wanting to do my best and then getting to just be there and feel what it's like.
Kelsey, how many people are going to make the team?
I'm a little confused on this because I thought three people did, but I don't know. At least two, I'm pretty sure, but from like each event. But I'm not sure. I thought three, but I couldn't tell you.
Well, and of course, all you can expect to do is just to do your best and let the chips fall where they may. But we certainly think that, and of course we're prejudiced, we certainly think you have a great shot here at doing what, accomplishing what you want to accomplish here. And gosh, what an experience of a lifetime. This has got to be just unbelievable.
It is. It's crazy. Like, this whole year, it's flown by. And then, like, this is like happening. I remember like 2008 watching the Olympics in Beijing 4 years ago, and it's just like 4 years have already passed, and my gosh, and I'm going to the trials.
Kelsey, what type of reception have you gotten from the folks in Carlinville since you've come back?
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. Like, I've missed everybody so much, just running into people, just talking and stuff. And like today, I'm actually out at First of the Finish. They did their race thing, and then they've got the tent show going on. And so I just saw a bunch of people here, and I'm just talking left and right, and it's really great to see everybody, especially, like, because these people have always been there for me and, like, supported me and stuff, and I was just like, hey, I get to come back with good news and be like, what time you have faith in me is paying off.
Well, Kelsey, we wish you the best of luck, and I know we're all going to be watching and hoping for the best, but whatever happens, we know you're going to give your best effort, and hopefully here we're going to be able to see you wearing Team USA uniform and competing at the Olympic level, and good luck to you this week at the trials.
Okay, well, thank you so much. It was good talking.
One of the most terrific young ladies you will ever meet in your lifetime, Kelsey Card. Kelsey, thank you, dear.
Yeah, very impressive.
Oh, what a terrific young lady, and just really has learned not to put any pressure on herself. That's probably one of the most amazing things I remember about our conversation with Kelsey a couple years ago. She was just, you know, what happens, happens.
And no matter what level of athletics you're competing at, that's usually what separates the greats from everyone else, is the ability to put that pressure aside and just go out and pretend that no one's there, and it's just like you're in your backyard.
You know, Tim, another thing that impressed me about Kelsey is the fact that she's always open to help. Mm-hmm. She doesn't act like she knows it all. She wants, you know, help, some helpful information from whoever can give her that information, simply because she strives to push her own limits to become better and better and better. And by the way, if you look at the record books in the Illinois High School Association track and field records, she owns them all in the shot and discus. So, and nobody's going to come close to them for a long time, if ever.
Question.
Yes.
And Ralph ought to know the answer to this.
Oh boy.
The last person from this part of the world that participated in the Olympics. And who was that, Ralph?
Mr. Osborne.
Yes. Yeah, and that was back in the 1920, wasn't it?
Well, whenever the, I wanted to say it was somewhere about the mid-20s, but I'm not sure, Roy. But, you know, people having grew up with the Osborne family, people don't realize in that day and time what an athlete this gentleman was. I mean, you know, he was a tremendous athlete.
Well, let's see, 36 was in Berlin.
Yeah,
and then
it was prior to
four,
that.
Four
I'm
years
sure,
prior to that.
Would, I'm sure.
Probably 28, maybe.
Could have been.
28, somewhere in there.
You were there, Roy. You should remember.
No, Ralph was there. Ralph and Earl.
Yeah, we were there.
But, I mean, how many people from this, if she gets a chance to do this, how many people from our little corner of this earth would have that opportunity? That's just
well, even this, Roy, this, even the entire state of Illinois, how many people have ever made it, you know, to the Olympics? It's a minute number because it's just the competition is so strong.
Even just making it to the Olympic trials is an amazing feat.
I mean, that's just
and as a freshman, mind you,
right?
Freshman in college making it to the Olympic trials.
Yeah, that's it's unbelievable. It's fabulous.
When you think about just the history of the athletes in our area, with, you know, the Bottomley Roughing Shock Baseball Museum, You know, Matt Hughes, he you know, put Hillsborough on the map, and Kelsey Card's doing the same thing here. You know, Molly McDowell still playing professional basketball in Europe. So we've had a pretty good run of terrific athletes around here.
And you take Hurdle, would have got farther in life, but it took him 8 years to get out of kindergarten.
I still can't read. No, they didn't. Yes, they did, kind of.
Barely?
Barely. 2 hours a day.
Half a day?
No, it was 2 hours.
Just 2 hours?
But in Kelsey's case, it's a tremendous thing to happen to a young lady or a young gentleman for that part, and she will reflect back on this for a long time in her life.
And we've had our buddy Dave Jokic in and talk to us from time to time, and he speaks so high. And, you know, if there's a guy I respect, it's Dave Jokic and his opinions, and he speaks so highly of Kelsey and her work ethic.
And well, he doesn't just throw around compliments.
No, he doesn't. He does not throw around. And Dave, by the way, will be here on July 7th, and he's set up an interview with his nephew, Eric Jokic, who's playing baseball.
And just think of her talking to the kids of this area about her experience and what it took to get there and how she's handled it. And just for any young person who's in athletics, to be able to talk to her would just be fabulous.
We've all had the opportunity to, not so much in track and field, but to watch Kelsey in basketball and things. And what a terrific competitor this young lady was. You know, she's just a terrific person. You can't say enough about her.
I wish I would have thought to ask her when we had her on the phone, but I was curious how she handled her injury, because when she was hurt a while back, and obviously she's back now at full strength, but it would have been interesting to hear what that process was like. When you get hurt seriously for the first time, you don't really know what to expect.
I remember talking to her mom, Andrea, about that. It's been several months ago, and it was one of those things where she just had to take it one day at a time and be patient. And of course, patience is the most difficult thing to have, but she was patient. She listened to the people who were trying to help her out, and obviously she has recovered and is doing extremely well.
So that'll be a lot of fun.
The
Olympic trials are always on television too, so that'll be probably NBC, I guess. They got all the Olympic
on their
rights.
92 cable stations that they have or whatever, so
that'll be very exciting next Saturday to watch Kelsey Card compete in the U.S. Olympic trials. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We're going to come back, talk more about the Bud Reinicke Memorial Golf Tournament. We'll do that following these messages.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
When the occasion is special, the ice cream should be special as well. Next time you want an outstanding dessert, serve farmer-owned Prairie Farms Old Recipe Ice Cream, the all-natural flavored ice cream made the old recipe way. Fresh country cream, the best fruits, nuts, and natural ingredients all blended to create a classic taste experience. It's Prairie Farms Old Recipe Ice Cream, and it's available in your favorite flavors, including butter pecan. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
And we are back here on Sports Saturday. Coming up at 12:20 today, Cardinal baseball from Kansas City, as they will be taking on the Royals on AM 1540 this afternoon. Live coverage coming up at 12:20. But right now we're joined in studio by the, what are you guys?
The Reinicke Clan.
The executive directors?
Is that what they call you guys?
Oh my!
I think Hurdle answers to most anything.
Hey you.
Well, Amy, going back to 16 years ago when this tournament started, there was just probably a handful of teams, right?
We think there was close to 14 teams the first year. I don't actually remember. But
that was too long ago to remember, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was 16 years ago.
A lot of water under the bridge between now and then. So.
If you can't golf, we would love you to sponsor a hole. It's $40, and you can send that money to the Sports Association at P.O. Box 484 Hillsboro. You can send it to Rich and I at 1069 Fox Hunt Trail, Hillsboro, or you can send it to Roy Hurdle at 28 Hilltop Drive, Hillsboro. And that would help tremendously, too. We do need more whole sponsors.
Okay, that's great. And what about, what's this thing about the skirt?
Oh, the skirt. Yeah, oh, yeah. On which hole is it?
We're going number seven.
Number seven, if you so choose. Yes. You can put on a skirt, lady or man, doesn't make any difference, for $10 and hit from the ladies' tee.
Ah.
And there are several pictures, one of...
Yeah, there's a photo of me floating around somewhere.
And one of Donnie Downs, and one, I don't know if we got Fred Butler, who does a lot of work out the sports
Strangely
complex.
Enough, though, Donnie's
Did Fred have his
pumps
on and his handbag
yeah,
with him?
Yeah, he was really well-dressed.
Okay. Had his handbag, too,
and
over
and
his shoulder.
And pearls?
No, I don't think he had the pearls on. Fred, are you listening? Hey, Earl's the one that brought that up.
Hey, be kind. I got to work with him later today.
Oh. Well, anyway, yeah, the skirt pick. And Donnie Downs was in the paper with the skirt.
Yes, but we got his permission to do that.
Well,
and that's
care.
Not the only thing Donnie Downs has been in the paper for. But anyway, that's another subject for another time.
He probably had that hat with the C on it. Ooh,
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that big C.
You mean the Cardinal hat?
No, it's not a
Is card. That some sort of minor league team?
Yeah,
same division.
They wear wool.
Okay, yeah.
Wool uniforms.
So does the sheep.
Ralph.
Guys, talk a little bit about your relationship with the country club and how they've kind of helped out over the years.
They'll be. They've given us permission to set up a nice food stand. We actually have Uncle Ralph come in and do the cooking of pork chops. In other words, if you play, you get to have dinner on us. The meal consists of his specialty pork chops, free soda all day long, chips, and we'll have other things out there too.
And Ralph's show. Stories.
Oh, yes. Yeah. His stories will
Those
be worthwhile.
And you guys
priceless.
Have, absolutely.
Yes.
And you guys have door prizes as well.
We have a ton of door prizes.
And occasionally he cooks a pork chop.
Well. Oh, okay. I'm out golfing.
This is two different conversations.
I am not cooking that day. I'm Bill Kleiner to help with the cooking if Roy hasn't forgotten to ask him.
I forgot.
The talking magpie, Bill?
Yes.
Yeah,
Bill,
yeah,
yes.
The guy that talks so much. Yeah.
He talks all the
but
time.
But the country club's been very helpful with us. They'll... They'll have everything ready to go, and they'll help us with the scoring and so on.
Well, we try to be a good neighbor, tried to be a good neighbor to the country club for years, and we get along, coexist out there very well.
Brooke, you going to be there?
I don't know if Brooke's coming.
I have
not
seen her name on any of the entries.
I think she's
gone. She's gone right now, I think.
Yeah, there's another one that has done
very well
from this area.
Yeah.
In her profession.
We've had several when you get to thinking about it. You know, you go back a few years, we had Glenn Hobby, who made it to the big show with the Cubs. And
Mary Beth.
Mary Beth Zimmerman. We've had done well in this area, actually, when you...
And they're going to honor a gentleman at the foundation, Education Foundation.
Right,
Hillsboro.
That's on Tuesday night.
Larry Marmino, who in 1958 graduated from Hillsboro High School, and he scored 150. There are 1,550 points.
Still holds the record.
In 1958, still holds for men, for boys.
Yeah.
And without the three-point shot, and he will tell you that Connors was the coach, he slowed the game down. He didn't play a fast pace, fast break, anything. It was all just methodical, bring the ball down. I guess Larry shot a lot. But 1,500 points without the three-point line, and that still holds today. Now, the girls is held by
Hope.
Hope holds the girls' record. But, of course, Hope had the advantage of the three-point shot. But excellent shooter, Hope was, for sure. Yeah. And I was not around to see Larry. I was, you know, just a wee baby back then.
Lad. Mm-hmm.
But you saw him play, Ralph.
Yeah, he was a very – smooth athlete, and
we played for Bradley.
Yeah,
he had to be pretty good.
Sure, he went on to play.
And that was an era where Bradley basketball was terrific.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's good Bradley basketball.
But he came. If if you read any history on the Marmito family, there was a lot of good athletes in there. Ross Marmito, his uncle, was a good athlete. That was going back way
before. I got off the subject, but when you're talking about people from this area, why?
Put that in perspective, Roy, that's going back far enough when your hair wasn't white.
Yeah. I don't even think I had any hair in 1958. I think it was all buzzed off.
Because I say if Brooke does show up, she qualifies as a ringer, and she should have to play from the men's tees. Just to even it out a little bit, because she's still going to win.
True.
At least you don't level the playing field a little bit. Give everybody else a fighting chance.
But I want to say Brooke is not won't be in the area.
I don't think.
I think she's
gone. I told her when she wins her first PGA tournament.
Well, she was trying. She was at the Futures, what used to be the Futures last week, and did not qualify. So, yeah, I'm sure she's making the rounds here this summer. Trying to qualify for professional.
Well, she will qualify because she's really a fabulous golfer.
She'll do it.
She's mentally tough.
Yeah, she'll be all right. We talked to her the day they had the thing out at the country club for her, and she said that her summer was going to be pretty well tied up with trying to move to the next level.
And, you know, to make it at the professional level in any sport obviously is daunting, but to me, professional golf is one of the hardest to do because – first, you just have to get your card to qualify to make the tour. And then once, if you're lucky enough to make the tour, then you have to make the cut to actually get paid. So, I mean, just because you're on the tour doesn't mean that, you know, it's going to work out for you. So it's very hard to be a professional golfer.
And, Tim, it's all you. There's no team behind it to help you. It's all you. You fail or you succeed.
Well, you can blame the caddy.
Well, some people do.
You know, a lot of the folks out there probably never heard the story about Roy.
Oh my gosh.
One of his buddies having coffee one morning, and he said to his buddy, he said, "You look down the dumps." And he said, "Well, Doc told me yesterday I got to quit playing golf." And he said, "Why you got to do it?" He said, "I can't see. Can't see where the ball goes." So Roy sat there a little bit, and he said, "Why don't we buddy up?" And the guy said, "What do you mean buddy up?" And he said, "Well, you can hit the ball, but you don't see where it goes." He said, "I got eyes like an eagle. I'll watch where the ball goes." He said, "My problem is I don't remember." But he said, "I'll see where the ball goes." So they goes out, this guy tees the ball up and hits it, and he said to Roy, he said, "Did you see where it went?" He said, "Yeah, went right down the green." He said, "Yeah, right down there," he said. So they jumps in the golf cart and starts down there, and the guy said, "Where about is it?" And Roy said, "I forgot."
Thanks, Ralph.
Yeah,
I could tell some hurdle stories, too, but I promised I wouldn't do it.
But you can't clean them
up. I tell you what.
Get the delay ready.
I'm going to tell you. He'll talk you into having him on your team. And, of course, he chews on that cigar when you're golfing.
Yeah.
Roy will say, "You go ahead and hit the ball. I'll just ride along with you." And I figure, well, that's all right. He's going to hit the next ball. And he'll say, "You know what? I only putt."
Well, I went to play one time with James down at Staunton. We teed up on the first tee, a whole bunch of people there that day. I hit the ball between my legs. Now, that's a feat in itself. Hit a tree.
Been there, done that.
And Mr. Hurdle said, "You'll not tee up again." So I haven't since. So he told me.
Discretion is the better part of valor.
Why, right? Absolutely.
There you go, Roy.
And you know,
I could hurt somebody.
That's right. That's right.
Knowing James, that's a true story.
Yeah. It is a true story. No more of that. So, Amy, you better talk.
Oh. Now, sign up. Okay. It's still underway. You're going to take sign up all the way up until tournament day, pretty much?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually we do.
Okay.
It's $250 for your team now.
Okay.
And then again, like I said, whole sponsors, $40.
But with that $250, talk a little bit about what people get. They get a lot of different things besides a round of golf.
Right. Well, you get a meal. You get your food. And if you know how it goes, they're cooking out there. So when you come by, you know, men stop, women stop, get you a sandwich and go back out.
And guys, here's your chance to don a skirt. You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And look cute, like Fred.
And, of course, you know, included in our door prizes this year are a lot of golf balls. And I'm talking boxes of them. Not sleeves, boxes.
The ones retrieved from the pond, right?
Yeah.
Well, my grandson's been out, but I'm not using those.
Oh, okay. The divers have been out.
The divers have been out.
These high school players, I think they go, instead of practicing, I think they go into the pond and find golf balls.
Did Tobin go to sleep in there?
Yeah, he's asleep in there now. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, now you stirred him up. Way to go.
I think you woke him up.
Is it true Tobin's playing?
Is Tobin playing?
Tobin?
No.
He says he's not playing. That's a negative. Well, so everyone's safe.
He'd hurt somebody, too.
He'd have them scattered under the pavilion.
I would like to cover one more thing, though.
Sure. In the past,
the Reinicke Tournament has been associated with the baseball and softball program. One of their kids came up to me about a year or so ago and said, "Hey, don't you guys ever donate anything to the soccer program?" Well, coming from a Reinicke kid, how could you say no?
No.
So we kind of take care of the entire complex, be it the football program, be it the soccer program, or the baseball program. But I think this year we're going to do a lot of improvements because it's over 12 years old,
right,
and we've got some things that need replacing and repairing. So if anyone wants to make donations, we'll certainly take them for either JFL soccer or the baseball softball program.
And the thing of it is, if you keep it maintained, it always looks nice. If you get behind the curve, it's tough to catch up and get back ahead of the curve.
And there's been a lot of talk about putting a grass infield on the varsity field. And they've talked about that and talked about it. The problem with it is the maintenance of it.
Yeah.
That's, you got to have somebody who will take care of it. And you change the guard. You know, somebody that has been involved gets to the point where it's time for somebody else, and then you keep passing that along, and you're hopeful that the next person that kind of takes over will maintain it and take care of things the way it has been in the past. But a grass infield would be really great on that big field.
AstroTurf field would be even better.
Oh, yeah, but there you're talking about $100,000.
I'll tell you what, I'll mention that to our softball director, John Shockey, and I'll mention it to our president, Matt Lentz, to see what Matt has to say about that.
I know what they're going to say about that. Or all.
That field down at SIU.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy, what a nice ball diamond. And it's all, I mean, the mound is not, but everything else is, even the sliding, they're brown, but it's that.
It's turf.
Turf.
Yeah.
And when they slide on that thing, you see that black stuff come up is the tires that they've cut up in it. But that is really something. It can come a thunderstorm, and a half hour later, they're playing ball. It's just unbelievable.
Guys, we need to get to another break here on Sports Saturday. But before we go, one more time, give us the information for how people can get involved in this golf tournament.
Well, you can call. Telephone numbers are 217-537-3159. Leave a message. Or you can call Roy Hurdle, 217-532-2436. You can mail payment in to either Rich and Amy Reinicke, Hillsborough Sports Association, or Roy Hurdle. Probably calling would be best. We'll put you down on our list. And that's $250. For a team, and then if you can't play, sponsor a hole for $40.
And of course, it all goes to the sports
association.
So
and come
goes
out and have a pork chop. Ralph's ready.
Oh
for
my gosh, nothing's like an Uncle Ralph pork chop.
Stupid question. I hope Roy's ordered them.
Yes, I did. By the way, yes,
from our buddies at Paris.
Oh, Paris, yes, sir. Paris Frozen Foods, the home of the big porky, but big we're porky. Eating. Butterfly pork chops.
That's right.
Very good.
Order enough?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Guys, we will see you next week
at
the Hillsborough Country Club.
You'll be out there.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy, that'll be a hoot.
We'll be there bright and early.
You're bringing What's-His-Face in there?
No.
Now, Tobin will be back here.
Okay.
He'll put us on the air.
He's chief engine.
Or take you off the air.
Either way. He's top 10 for a reason, and if I keep calling on that, he is going to take us off the air.
Top 10 what?
Top 10 most influential people in Montgomery County under the age of 40. Haven't you heard?
He's under 40.
Barely. He's a big deal, Roy. People know him.
We need a break.
Sports Saturday rolls on after this.
Hi, I'm Jim Miller, Vice President, Senior Law Officer at Security National Bank. Farmers, it's time to get your spring finances in order, and we're ready to help you at Security National Bank, a small-town bank where we know your name with an established reputation in the area since 1932. We can help with all your ag lending needs. Stop by and see us today or log on to securitynb.com to find out more. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:49, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny skies for today, and we'll have highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear for tonight with lows in the mid-60s. And then for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a slight chance for an afternoon shower. We'll have highs around 95 degrees. At 9:50, we have a temperature reading of 80 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:51, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you very much. And the Bud Reinicke Memorial Golf Tournament coming up a week from today. And we will be live with Sports Saturday out at the Hillsboro Country Club at 9 o'clock next week.
You know, that's always such a great venue to broadcast from. We certainly, you know, right there in the shade trees and under the pavilion, right where they're teeing off, and it's a great spot.
You do got to have your head on a swivel, though, just in case, because it's right by the first tee. Yeah. So if someone shanks it, it's a gots the duck situation.
It wouldn't be the first time we've had to duck out of the way.
It's happened.
It has happened once in a while, yes, but not too often.
No.
That's good. But we do miss Uncle Ralph because he's always cooking.
Yeah.
So
maybe we can get a live interview with Uncle Ralph while he's grilling.
Hell, I'm gonna
get a sense of how it's done.
Then he'd have to kill us.
How many pork chops have you grilled already this year, Uncle Ralph? Do you know?
You
should keep a round number.
Few over 2,000.
That's it, huh?
Cutting back.
He's cutting.
It's a slow year.
Yeah, cutting back.
Now, who are you training to take your place?
Nobody, I guess.
You got to get on that.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like the Count of Monte Cristo. You have to train somebody to replace. Exactly. Become the new Uncle Ralph.
Absolutely.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to.
Otherwise, we'll be up the creek with no paddle.
And that's never a good place to be.
You don't want to be there.
Let me correct that. You'll be up the creek without a spatula.
Oh, there you go. That's even better. I like it. And an empty stomach.
Yeah.
Well, the neat thing about Ralph, though, and just to brag on Uncle Ralph, charcoal.
Right.
Great. I mean, you know, for us, some of us have gas grills, but when it's cooked on charcoal.
Charcoal's where
it's at. Oh, man.
And then some of us just have gas.
Well.
But that's another subject for another day.
Most of the hot air has left the building.
Yeah. One big bag of it sitting there next to Terry's has already left. Yeah.
We will have Cardinal baseball coming up for you this afternoon at 12:20 on AM 1540. Cards taking on the Royals. And, fellas, the last couple weeks the offense has been, well, up and down, but more down than up. But last night, 10 runs in the first two innings. As I said it last week, and I've thought it, getting John Jay back, to me, that's the big,
move
for the Cardinals. Yeah. He's the type of player you don't miss him until he's not there. He plays a superb defensive center field, but he's a great guy who can just handle the bat. He doesn't necessarily hit for power, but he's got pop. But you put him in the two hole, he can hit the ball the other way, he can lay down a bunt. And if you want to put him down in the lower third of the order, then you got a 300 hitter batting seventh. So, I mean, no matter how you slice it, John Jay is such an important part.
He's got a wealth of baseball knowledge. He just knows how to play the game.
For a young man.
And I don't know about you guys, but in seeing the Cardinals last night, they were very relaxed at the plate.
Yeah. And when you get Jay back, that just kind of allows everybody to settle back into the roles they were in the first month of the year when they were rolling. You think about it, really, the Cardinals' struggles started about the time John Jay went on the disabled list, because he just provides you that spark. He's a winning ball player.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He knows how to get the job done. He's not flashy. He's not the quickest. He's not the most talented, but he's just a ball player, and he's in the right spot at the right time. You know, a couple of plays in the outfield last night, Tim, in center field, which probably would have been uncatchable or barely catchable by other ball players, John Jay handled.
He just seems to get to everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you look back at the history of interleague play, the Cardinals have not had a lot of success in interleague play. They've not really been a big winner. I would doubt over the years if the Cardinals are 500.
Oh, I don't know about that, Uncle Ruff. I think they're over 500.
You look back. You look back at them.
Well, I know the National League has really taken it on the chin overall.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the Cardinal numbers are,
I thought the Cardinals were decent. I thought they were one of the better National League teams in interleague play, to tell you the truth.
Did you?
I think they are.
I could be wrong for the first time, but
that's you're due.
You're due, Ralph.
I don't.
I know one thing for sure. At Kansas City, they've played very well.
Oh yeah,
over the years.
Yeah.
They've played the Royals better and at Royals, Kansas City than they have at home.
Well, I was going to say the Royals play them better in St. Louis.
Isn't that weird how that happens?
Yeah. Last night there was a lot of red in the stands.
And this this Kansas City team is an up and coming team. I think they're the youngest team in baseball overall. And they got some decent players on there. So
you've heard that before.
Yeah.
They've been up and coming since about, 1992?
since Don Dinkinger.
Yeah.
It's been a long building process.
Yeah, it has. But I think
brick.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these teams have finally decided if we're going to have a ball club, we're going to have to start down here and build it ourselves.
That's true, but you have to be able to have the pitching.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think that's pitching where Kansas City comes up maybe a little bit short on their bullpen. Their bullpen is pretty young. And even though they seem to be near the top of things in the American League right now, you kind of wonder, is this going to last?
Yeah.
With their bullpen.
Well, that's been Cincinnati's problems. You know, they just couldn't put a starting staff together last year. Good, pretty solid ball club position-wise. And now this year, Cueto has put together quite a year so far.
Yeah, Kung Fu Cueto's been solid.
Yeah.
You look at the Pirates, to your pitching point, Uncle Ralph, that's the reason they've kind of contended the last year and a half or so.
Yeah.
Their starting pitching's been good. Their bullpen has been very good, and here the Pirates are more than halfway through June, officially into summer.
Yeah.
And the Pirates are a game out of first place.
Yes.
Well,
and A.J. Burnett won his ninth game last night.
I was going to say, he didn't do nothing for New York, but he came over to Pittsburgh, and he's done well.
Some guys just do not pitch well for the Yankees. For whatever reason, it just doesn't work, and he's been good everywhere he's been
except
New York. And if he's right, he's a legitimate number one starter.
And a guy who has a wealth of knowledge that can be shared with the younger pitchers on that staff.
Won a World Series with the Marlins back in 2003. So, I mean, he's pitched in big games. And the deeper the season goes, if the Pirates are hanging around, I mean, they're going
to... I personally like to see the Pirates in the middle of things.
Great.
It's great because the Pirates have been so bad for so long.
Yeah.
To see them in the mix here is terrific.
And you remember last year, they were basically doing the same thing they are this year. And then they had, I think it was a 19-inning game in Atlanta where just a terrible call at home plate cost them the ball game, and they literally went straight downhill after that. But here they are. They've rebounded. And Clint Hurdle seems to be the right type of guy for that job. He develops the players, and they just seem to be believing that they belong and they can actually do this.
Well, number one, I think he's a guy that's a no-nonsense kind of guy. This is how it's going to be, fellas, and if we're going to win, this is what needs to be done. But like you say, Tim, he is capable of going out there and being that instructor, somebody who can instruct people on how to handle the pressures of the big leagues and to remember that, you know, one game does not a season make.
That's right.
And this is a franchise, guys, that years ago, you know, the Mazeroskis, Willie Stargell, Clemente, and they just had some tremendous ball players.
Dave Parker used to kill the Cardinals.
Oh, he just used
my God, that guy used to kill the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Hard to believe the Pirates haven't had a winning season since – Barry Bonds took his needles and went west.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
That is hard to believe.
Long time ago.
Long time ago. Gosh, are we out of time?
We are out of time. And you know what? If the Cardinals can't come back and win the division and they're only three games out, I'm pulling for the Pirates.
Yeah.
And a quick plug for everybody out there with youngsters, Magoopin, Montgomery County Crime Stoppers, we're going to be at the Butler Fair today. If you have youngsters and you want them fingerprinted, come by the stand and we'll take care of you.
There you go.
Very good. Thanks to Kelsey Card for joining us this morning, and good luck to Kelsey next week at the U.S. Olympic Trials. We will be broadcasting live from the Bud Reinecke Memorial Golf Tournament next week here on WSMI Sports Saturday. Cardinal baseball coming up at 12:20 this afternoon on AM 1540. For Tobin, Terry, Uncle Ralph, I'm Tim. This is WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt voice of Mid-Illinois.